And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, I am talking about Alabama. Y'all, I mean to say, this show goes like, whoo, way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, before I go to the phones real quick, I gotta remind you guys. Listen, I'm about to tell you something that's huge. I want to remind you guys about one of our latest sponsors, Inspire Advisors. Inspire Advisors. So I know this audience, a bunch of y'all out there are doing what you can to set aside for your retirement, right? You're doing everything you can to not only do that, but also be the kind of people that stand up for what you believe in. But what if you find out that some of your investments were going to things that you say you absolutely don't believe in? You may find out that parts of your portfolio are, you know, invested in things like abortion and pornography and even human trafficking. It's an awful consideration, but it happens all the time. Maybe it's time for you to meet, I mean in person, like he'll sit down with you. Meet Paul Breyer and his team at Inspire Advisors. So they are, at Inspire Advisors, they are like experts in a field known as biblically responsible investing, or BRI. So Paul and the folks at Inspire Advisors, they will sit down with you personally for free and do a consultation on what is in your portfolio, even right now, and show you where there might be some biblically aligned alternatives to things you're already investing in. Just a thought. But y'all, a free meeting to sit down with them in person, how cool can that be? So if you want to learn more about BRI, contact Paul Breyer and his team at Inspire Advisors today. No cost, no obligation. You can find them at their website, which is moneypatternwealth.com. That's www.moneypatternwealth.com. Or you can just go to our website, rightsidemedia.org. Go to the Right Side Radio Sponsors tab. You will find all of our sponsors on there. To include them, click on their logo. It goes right to their website. Here's the bottom line, though, folks. Find out what's in your portfolio. Make sure it's going places where you would want it to go. And this is conservative, godly. It's balanced. This is financial freedom. With Inspire Advisors. Check them out. Let me go to the phones right now. We're in the go-home mode. Wolverine Dan's on the line. What you got there, Wolverine Dan? How are you, buddy?
Very well. I want to address Kareem. I think he called us a cult.
Worshiper? Yeah.
Okay. Listen, Kareem. I am a Donald Trump supporter. Let me tell you why. It's not because of the R. If he's independent, I support him. If he's a Democrat, I'd support him. What Donald Trump does for me, first off, financially, I was making a whole lot of money when he was in office, okay?
Yeah.
My grocery bill was a lot cheaper. My gas was cheaper. My border was secure. And bad guys that want to get us were in check. And I knew I was safe in my country. Now, does Donald Trump speak not that well sometimes? It kind of has a savory tone in his voice, if you know what I'm saying. Yes, he does, and he should taper that down. He hasn't, and I wish he would, okay? But listen, Kareem, it's not a black and white issue with me. It's not a D independent or Republican or R next to your name. All I know is that jobs were here. There was tariffs on China bringing stuff in here. They had to pay more taxes. The U.N. ponied up and started spending more money and supporting the U.N. instead of all that coming from us, because President Trump was trying to save us money. He was making us money, saving us money, and we felt a lot more secure. So, Kareem, if I'm a cult guy, if that's what it takes, if that's what you want to call me, and, you know, Kareem, did I say anything nasty to you right now? No, I didn't. I'm a regular American like every other American in here that just wants what's best for this country. And I think the man that was there 4 years ago did a lot better than the man that was just, well, he's not in now anymore. I guess he's got 5 months, but he's not going to really run the country. And he probably never did. But the point is this, it's security and it's best for my family. And Kareem, if that's what it takes, then you can call me that all you want. But I won't call you a name, Kareem, because you're an American. And I respect the fact that you are.
Wolverine Dan, well said. We're going to give you your own segment on the show, man. Just
No, I don't know. I like retirement. I less is more.
All right, dude. Listen, take care. Appreciate you.
All right.
Wow. Yeah, great point. And well said. Well said. Handyman from Caddo says, oops, Kareem did it again. So there's that one. Curtis from Gadsden says, the Bidens are less worried about his political legacy and more worried about having enough cash to keep his family's Ponzi scheme going, and who's going to pardon Hunter when the time comes. Thank you, Curtis. Marie from Madison says, I got a news flash for people like Kareem who want to talk about MAGA Republicans. Actress Leah Delaria went on a profanity-filled rant on July 1st, 2 weeks before the assassination attempt, and actually begged Joe Biden to take out Donald Trump. It's on the video for the world to see. Lincoln Project co-founder and Trump hater Rick Wilson doubled down on Tuesday after the assassination attempt on his comment from 2015, where he had said the donor class is going to have to put a bullet in Donald Trump. You have all these Democrats in the media and the Hollywood elite comparing Trump to Hitler all the time, claiming he's a threat to democracy. They are the unhinged ones inciting violence, not MAGA Republicans. My audience is awesome. And then John from Huntsville says, hey, Phil, is Kareem old enough to be Kamala's vice president? Because I think Trump's chances would improve if Kareem was Kamala's vice president. Hey, look, I'm not going to have much time for it, but I do want to cover something that I have sitting here in front of me. The third dipper for the day was called Cold Shoulder to Israel. And it's just, listen, it infuriates me. It is, boy, it's pouring down rain outside the studio right now. Goodness. But the way that Israel is being treated, I mean, like, what the heck, man? So what's happened is the Democrat base, the liberal progressive base, is in freakout mode because somehow or another it's become the cool in thing to do to support Hamas. Free Palestine from the river to the sea. What's that mean? I don't know, but I'm for it. Okay. And by the way, in case you didn't know, the U.S. Capitol building is filled with pro-Palestine, anti-Israel protesters. So in the midst of all the news about Biden, Harris, the wake of the assassination attempt, the secretary of, the director of Secret Service resigning, in the wake of all that, which is dominating all the news cycles, Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu arrived yesterday. Benjamin Netanyahu, did you know that? The Prime Minister of Israel, one of our longest standing allies in the Middle East. At times when we had no allies in the Middle East, we still had Israel. At times when the world was a flashpoint in the Middle East, the stability place was Israel. When Israel had to stand on its own to fight off even our enemies, we admired them and supported them as we could. Here's what happened yesterday. Bibi Netanyahu arrived for a state visit. He's going to speak to Congress. He's here to meet with officials. He's the president of a foreign country. And there was no official greeting for him yesterday. He got off the plane. The Secretary of State was not there. The Vice President was not there. And certainly the President himself was not there. None of it. There was no fanfare. There was no great moment. He just got off the plane like a bit more than a tourist, if you know what I'm saying. There were a few folks there to see him and usher him to a vehicle. Probably half the folks in the picture were his security detail. Story here on NBC. Kamala Harris will not preside over Netanyahu's speech to Congress. She's got some campaigning to do, apparently. Because, you know, right now it's a big deal. It's big doings. She's the one. She's the queen. She's been coronated already. Vice President Kamala Harris will not preside over or attend Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu's joint address to Congress on Wednesday. Instead, Senator Ben Cardin from Maryland will oversee the event, said congressional aides. While the vice president typically presides over joint addresses, Harris is scheduled to be in Indianapolis on her presidential campaign, which she launched on Sunday. Okay. She'll probably speak to more people if she was there in Congress than she would at a rally, but that's neither here nor there. So Cardin will preside over the joint address of the prime minister of one of our longest allies in the Middle East. Netanyahu's meeting at the White House has been moved amid Biden's COVID recovery. Okay. Fox News story that came out yesterday. President Biden will meet with Israeli Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu on Thursday, they say. His schedule's been wiped clean. Okay. But they say that tentatively he's going to be meeting with Netanyahu at the White House. Is there going to be a press conference? I wonder. Will they be open to the media? I wonder. Does he want to be seen with him right now? I wonder. You'd never know by the way things are going. I look at this is trash, y'all. In diplomacy world, this is like the obligatory handshake. I got to shake your hand. Let's pretend we like each other. That's where it is. So that's happening. Meanwhile, Netanyahu is here and he's meeting with hostage families. So keep in mind, we still have a number of U.S. citizens that are being held hostage by Hamas. So while the vice president and the president are barely acknowledging the fact that the prime minister of Israel is here right now, never mind the fact that he is fighting the organization that is still holding Americans hostage. After suffering a massive pogrom last October, Times of Israel reports, Dateline yesterday, after landing in the U.S. on Monday, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told the families of Israelis that were being held hostage by Hamas that the conditions for the deal for their release are coming together without a doubt. We're determined to get them all back. The conditions to get them back are coming together. Sitting next to his wife, Sarah, and the government hostage point man, Gal Hirsch, Netanyahu told the families that if Israel stand firm, we can reach a deal. Netanyahu indicated he would like more time to squeeze Hamas further in order to provide Israel's negotiating position, a stance the hostage families repeatedly said Monday they could not accept. Here's the interesting thing. This was not a comfortable meeting. Some of the hostage families are opposed to the way Netanyahu is handling things. They just want it to stop and get negotiations in place to get our people back. I understand that. Have you noticed, though, that he did not meet with them? He went to meet with them. I guarantee you he knew going in the door that it was going to be uncomfortable. He flew to the United States. He was barely greeted by the government that's supposed to be his ally. And he's meeting with the families of those who are being held hostage. And I don't even recall, did Biden ever meet with them? I mean, Biden barely talks about them. And I look at this and I think the disparity in leadership, keep in mind, too, by the way, Benjamin Netanyahu has not only presided over a nation that's constantly under threat of war, that he's a former special operations soldier himself. That being said, the one more thing that I think is interesting is that here we are, we're a nation distracted. He's here. He's on a state visit. And while he's here, he's also requested to meet with Trump. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has requested an in-person meeting with former President Donald Trump while in the U.S. this week, according to two people familiar with the outreach. Interesting. Netanyahu is coming to Washington this week to meet with Joe Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, and lawmakers on Capitol Hill. This is Politico, by the way. He's also slated... Phil, did you go to Politico? I did. He's also slated to give a speech in front of Congress on Wednesday. Netanyahu and Trump's teams have in recent days discussed the possibility of the two leaders meeting face-to-face. Trump has yet to agree to a meeting, but also has not outright rejected the idea. One of the people said if the meeting does take place, it will likely be later in the week following Trump's rally in North Carolina. So that's interesting. Netanyahu's here. He's meeting with who he can. He's speaking to Congress. By the way, I am hearing that top Democrats are talking about, I think Schumer might, was it Schumer? Hang on, I got to Google this. Top Democrats are talking about boycotting the Netanyahu speech. This is not the way it's supposed to work. This is not the way I want the United States to be seen around the world. We should not be treating our allies like this. We should not be treating friendly world leaders like this. This is not a pariah. It's not like we just had one of the enemies of our state show up on our soil and ask for meetings. This is an ally. This is a friend. This is somebody with whom we're supposed to be supporting their efforts. And yet, he's being treated like he's the one that's the problem. All right, we're taking a break right now. Last break of the day. We'll come right back, take some text messages, and take us all the way to the top of the hour. Go home time, you guys, on a Taco Tuesday. Phil Williams Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. I mean, like making common sense like a superpower. I got a short segment here because I ran long a minute ago on my rant about Israel. But let me go to the phones. Is that Brian? Brian from Huntsville. Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing okay. And Wolverine Dan, thank you, sir. That was very eloquent. And as far as everybody else goes, whether it's Kareem or anybody else, I mean, my MAGA hat says Make America Great Again. Another acronym I have for it is Make America God-Fearing Again. Let's get back to him because all souls matter.
I would.
Doesn't matter what color you are.
Good stuff, man. Appreciate you. Thanks so much.
Have a good one.
You too. Yeah, it's where we have to be. You're exactly right. And listen, the idea that we have to be a cult because we've chosen a candidate, how about this? It's called democracy, and we disagree with the policies that you're supporting. And, you know, you can have the luxury of saying, well, you're a cult because you believe. How about this? Maybe you're a cult because you believe. I mean, it's the inane hypocrisy of watching the liberals fret and fret and fret over whether or not Kamala can run. They could have had Kamala be their candidate, 9-10 months ago or more. They could have gone through the entire primary with Kamala. But they dumped Joe when the polls finally went bad. And now they're going to go with what they know because she's the one who has access to all the money anyway. So, okay, let's just go with it. Go with it. Remember, she's perfect now. She's perfect. Everybody good? She's perfect. Okay, let's go. And yet, we're the ones who are destroying democracy? Lee from Huntsville texted in. She says, I think my text are messed up. So I think the reason that Kamala Harris didn't meet with Netanyahu is she doesn't want to upset her radical supporters. I agree. She's always been way more left of center than Joe and encourages the Free Palestine and BLM supporters. Yes, she does. In fact, she actually promoted a fund that gave bail money to BLM rioters and Antifa rioters back in the day. She was big too on Jussie Smollett. Remember that? I just had somebody on Twitter tell me that I refuse to acknowledge that Kareem had some valid points. Which ones were valid? If you're listening, go ahead and tweet in. Let me see what they were. But I think the only valid point he has was they're going to vote for Kamala. That's valid. It's real. John from Elkmont, the Bidens will come out fine. I'm sure Joe's executive orders have secured their cut off of the trillions involved in the Green New Deal. Okay. John from Huntsville has the grades in. He says, Phil gets an A+ for his fantastic performance. Big Ray gets an A++ because I gave him 5 extra credit points for his Taco Tuesday sound effect. But today's winner is Wolverine Dan with a perfect A++. Congratulations. Also, I want to ask if Big Rig, since he already has a camel and jackassery sound effect, can play an elephant sound effect every time somebody mentions the Republican Party. Well, there's a lot, but that sounds an awful lot like a Roll Tide sound effect, too, so we'll see. All right, you guys have an amazing night. We will see you tomorrow.